The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That for which Ahaz feigns piety and refuses to ask, God gives anyway. And it's better than Ahaz, or even Abraham for that matter, could have imagined or hoped. The virgin has conceived and borne a son, and he comes to rescue men not merely from a pagan oppressor, a military conqueror and enslaver, but from the devil himself. He, the son of woman, the seed of woman, is not only sign against your impotence, he is also your salvation. The Holy One come for you is both Son of God and Son of David. And the angel tells the Blessed Virgin that his name shall be Jesus. That is, his name shall be the Lord, more specifically Yahweh, the divine name revealed to Moses from the bush. Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh saves. Yahweh the Savior. Ponder this mystery. The one who comes for you is none less than God himself. He who created all that exists, who inscribed the commandments and gave the law to Moses on Sinai's height, who gave the prophets their voice, is come to be your Savior. God takes on flesh of your flesh to save you, and his name is called Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven by which you are saved. And at his name, every knee in heaven and on earth and below the earth shall bow and kneel. That God himself should come and no other is most assuredly necessary. Your salvation is a divine work. The sacrifice to be offered must be pure and holy, without blemish. His blood, poured out once for all, must be radiant with the divine glory. The blood of beasts, continually offered, just doesn't cut it. God takes on flesh, becomes man, in the womb of a virgin, and the angels in heaven rejoice in exaltation as the demons cower in fear. Both know that the ancient conflict soon draws to an end with a most decisive victory. God enters the virgin's womb, not just simply to be a man, but a man in order to die. This is truly the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, God on our side, God who takes up our cause. For polluted and defiled with sin, you cannot atone for your own. And if you can't atone for yours, how could you ever atone for another's? You cannot pay what's owed. Death and hell are rightly yours. Thus God comes for you. The Lord of Sabaoth, Yahweh himself, whom the highest heaven cannot contain, wraps himself in your flesh, content to be held in a virgin's womb. He comes to answer the demands and accusations of his own law. He comes to be perfect and obedient in your stead. He comes to give his flesh over to the whips, thorns, nails, and spear and cross. He comes out to pour out his blood upon the cross and into the dust to enliven your dusty and parched flesh. God himself comes to die your death, for his name is Jesus. But it's not enough that God should simply become man and that's it. That's the end of the story. It's not enough for him to simply be a prophet, teacher, or example, though he is all of those. God must come in your flesh to be your Savior. The reason why it is necessary that our Lord Jesus Christ should be both fully God and fully man is so that he may offer the perfect and holy and acceptable sacrifice without spot or blemish, that he may die. For the blind cannot restore their own sight. The bedridden cannot will themselves to get up and walk. Can the dead raise themselves from the grave? No matter how hard you try, nothing you do is ever good enough. How then can a sinner ever save himself? He can't. You can't. But in mercy and love for you, God does what you cannot. He comes to save you. He submits to the law's accusations, bears the Father's wrath, and endures the fires of hell. He allows his flesh to be pierced as the Lord's salvation is revealed to all in the man hanging upon the cross. You now are purged and cleansed by his blood, raised to new and everlasting life in his flesh. For his name is Jesus. The Virgin has conceived and borne a Son, and now in and by Him, the Holy Spirit overshadows the watery womb of the Church as she conceives and bears children, even you, in holy baptism. You have found favor with God, for your sins are forgiven in the flesh of Jesus. The Lord gives you a throne in His kingdom, of which there is no end, in the feast of his body and blood. And as you feast on the Holy Communion, Jesus makes you to be as he himself is, holy, living, the perfect and beloved child of God. For nothing is impossible with God. Indeed, he comes for you, and his name is Jesus. He now names you with God's name, making you his child and giving you his kingdom for free. The Holy Spirit is yours, making you holy. Jesus shall raise your body on the last day. For the Virgin has conceived and borne a Son, and now nothing is withheld from you. So it is that not only are you waiting to celebrate the nativity of our Lord Jesus in the flesh, but you're also waiting and watching for the return of your life-giving King. On that day, the Son of Mary will not be for you a stern and harsh judge, but a loving and gracious brother. God became man to die, that you would live, and it is so. He is Emmanuel. The Lord Jesus is indeed the Lord of might who comes with an outstretched arm to redeem you. And he is coming again for you soon. You are the servant of the Lord. Let it be to you according to his word made flesh. The Virgin has conceived and borne a Son, the Holy One, the Son of God and Son of David. Here then for you is rejoicing and joy that cannot and will not be taken away. Not now, not ever. His name is Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.